in a train and Haybet, the winner of Bideford. Ian, he's a lovely horse, isn't he?
Yes, we're very lucky to get him, Peter. A friend in New Zealand found him in a back paddock over there and just on the phone at the right time.
Well, it's always the case, you know, if you get a good horse and you've got to be at the right place at the right time. You thought he was a bit special even before you got him to the races.
Yes, he showed plenty at Longford and we did run him in the wet and he did win in the wet, but the breed in New Zealand showed a heap on top of the ground.
Yeah. Have you got anything particular in mind for him? We just go through the grades.
Just keep winning, Peter.
Well, that's a good way to be, mate. Well done. This is the race you're setting for first up?
Oh, well, with horse with ability, they just win whenever you run them, don't they?
Yeah. Well, look, he did it on his ear tonight. He had to go the wide gate. He sat outside the lead. He was always a half length in front. When David let him go, he just destroyed them.
Well, he would have trialled at Longford a week or so ago, but they kept calling trials off there because of the condition. So we had to trial him 3 weeks ago and Hobart. And, you know, it's a long time for trial to a 3 weeks run, but at the end of the day, he stood up to it very well.
He's going to improve a lot out of this, too.
Yes, you hope so, Peter.
Well done, mate.
Thank you. Well done.